Okay. So Sri Ramanujacharya once he asks the students, out of you, can any of you go and stay in Tirupati and spend your time there? You have to stay there itself and grow flowers in the garden and offer the flowers for the pleasure of Balaji. This means you will have to separate from Ramanuja. Means you won't get the association of Sri Ramanuja anymore. Because all this while you are staying with your guru, but now you will have to go and stay in Tirupati, you won't get the association of Ramanuja. So no one wanted that because they wanted to stay with their guru all the time. So then one devotee called Anantacharya, he said, I will go. Ramanuja felt very happy. He embraced him. He said, I am very thankful to you for taking this service. So that Anantacharya, he went to Tirupati, he constructed a beautiful garden and every day he would do that service. Grow flowers, make flower garlands for the pleasure of Balaji. Have you seen the garlands of Balaji? They are so thick. They are not so small. So thick the garlands are. The garlands which they put in Balaji temple, they are so thick. One side. So thick garlands you have to make. So and for that you have to grow the flowers yourself. So Ramanuja, after some time, he thought, now let me go and see how is Anantacharya. The gurus are always worried about their students. How are they take care of their students? So he thought, let me go to Tirupati. So they went walking from Kanchipuram to Tirupati. While going walking, there are two disciples called Yagnesh and Varada Acharya. They stay in the middle of the way where from Srirangam to Tirupati. So Ramanujacharya, he sent some of his disciples to Yagnesh's house and he told them to inform him that tonight Ramanujacharya along with his disciples will come to your house. So Yagnesh was so happy. Oh, my Guru Maharaj is going to come to my house. So he started preparing. He said, start making a big arrangement. You know, hang this thing, decorate this thing. And he started calling the cooks. You should cook something very opulent because my Guru Maharaj is coming. He started informing everyone all these things. But he did not even tell to the some disciples came and informed that Ramanujacharya is going to come. So he didn't even ask them if he want water or anything. He was busy in engaging everyone in welcoming Ramanujacharya. So now these disciples went back to Ramanuja. Ramanuja asked, so what did you inform Yagnesh? So then they said, yes, Yagnesh is very happy that you are coming and he is making opulent arrangements that you will come and you will stay there. I mean for one night. So then Ramanuja said, did he give you all some water? Did he invite you all? Did he welcome you all? They said, no, he was very busy in doing all these things. He didn't invite us. So Ramanuja said that I will not go to Yagnesh's house. And he said, now let us go to Varada Acharya's house. And Varada Acharya, he was a beggar, literally a beggar. He was very poor. He would go every day in the morning. He would beg in all the houses. Whatever he would get, he would come and share with his wife. So as usual, he had gone outside to beg. And Ramanuja, along with his disciples, came to the house of Varada Acharya. So he came to the house of Varada Acharya and only the wife of Varada Acharya was there. And Ramanuja came along with his disciples. So your guru has come with his disciples, so you have to serve him food. There was nothing at home. No ingredients, nothing. Now how she will serve his guru? And she was so happy the guru has come. So you know what she did? She immediately got an idea. She was very beautiful. And there was a rascal. Okay? And that rascal was a shopkeeper. And many times he told her, the wife of Vardacharya, that why are you staying with that beggar? You come with me, I will give you everything. I'll give you all the riches. Why are you staying with this beggar? But she never encouraged, I mean, she never, she ignored him all the time. Many times he would say that, you know, many times whenever he would see her, because she was so beautiful, he would tell that, you come and you stay with me, I will give you everything. Why are you staying with this person? But she ignored her. But now, Shripad Ramanujacharya, the great Acharya, along with all of his disciples, Kuresh, Dasharati, Danurdas, everyone had come to their house. So she had to serve them. So, but there is nothing at home. Now how she will serve them? How she will give prasad? She wanted to give them a feast. So she decided. So she went to the house of that rascal. She went and told him that my Guru Maharaj has come to my house. So you give me all the ingredients. Give me all the vegetables and all ingredients you sent to my house. And tonight I'll come to your house and I will, I will satisfy all your desires. This was her sacrifice for her Guru Maharaj. She was loving her Guru so much. So immediately this rascal, he sent all the ingredients, everything to their house. Everything, all topmost, rice, dal, vegetables, ghee, oil, sugar, salt, whatever was required, everything came to her house. Immediately she went and she started cooking a beautiful feast for Shripad Ramanujacharya, and then she served Shripad Ramanujacharya with lot of love, and she served all his disciples. She served everyone. And in the evening Varadacharya came, and as usual that day he didn't get anything. He begged in so many houses. Sometimes when he begged, sometimes the people will give, sometimes they will not give. But he never complained. He came home and there was nothing in it. And to his surprise, he saw Ramanujacharya in his house. He said, "Oh, Ramanujacharya, you have come. My Guru Maharaj," he started offering obeisances. And he saw that everyone was eating a feast. He was surprised. How come? There was nothing in the house. How this feast is being provided? So he went inside his house and he went and asked his wife that from where all these ingredients came. So she hung her head in shame. She told to her husband. She was the most chaste wife. She told her husband that, "You please forgive me. You know, because our Guru Maharaj has come, so I had to serve him. That is why I had to go to that shopkeeper's house and I had to tell him all these things." You know what? Varadacharya was proud of his wife. This is the way you should serve your Guru Maharaj. So he was proud of her. So he said, "I am so proud of you. I am proud that you are my wife." And they both served their Guru Maharaj very nicely. And they went and told Shripad Ramanujacharya what had happened. And Ramanujacharya said, he gave his remnants. You know remnants that I told? His dutta. That is after, see, these pure devotees, when they eat and something remains in their plate, that is Maha Prasad. See, what you offer to Krishna is bhog. And after offering, when Krishna gives you, that is prasad. And when you get it in the temple, now today which has come from the temple, that is Mahaprasad. And when a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, Shripad Ramanujacharya, when they eat and something remains in their plate, that is Mahaprasad. So Ramanujacharya gave that jutta to him, the wife in one bowl, and he said, "Give this to that shopkeeper." He just told that soul. And that night, she went to the house, inside his house, and he was ready. He was very happy that day. My desires will be fulfilled today. All these months I was just waiting for that. My desires will be fulfilled. And he was sitting over there. And this wife of Varada Acharya, she came. And she went direct into the room where he was sitting, and she went and gave that remnants to him. Remnants of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So he ate that. The moment he ate that, his heart transformed. He fell at the feet of her and he said, "Please forgive me, you are like my mother. And things I had, I am feeling so bad for all the thinkings that I had in my mind for you." He fell at her feet. He said, "Please forgive me." And Then she and her husband took him to Ramanujacharya. He fell again at the feet of Ramanujacharya, and Ramanujacharya forgave him. And later he also became a disciple of Ramanujacharya. So this is how they had the service attitude for the guru. See, such a risk a woman can take for serving her guru. This is the devotion you should have for your guru. Then what happened? Yagnesh came to know that Ramanujacharya had gone to Varada Acharya's house. He didn't come to his house. He had spent so much money and all. He had done so much decorations. So he came running to Ramanujacharya in Varada Acharya's house. He said, Guru Maharaj, you said that you would come to my house. You didn't come. Ramanujacharya said, you did not respect your god brothers. You should respect everyone. You didn't even give them water. That is why I didn't come to your house. Now Yagnesh begged for forgiveness. He said, Guru Maharaj, please come to my house. So then Ramanujacharya said, okay, when I'll come back from Tirupati, now I'm going to Tirupati. When I'll come back from Tirupati to Srirangam, I'll come to your house. For this, there is one more incident. When Krishna, see, if you are proud, Krishna will never come to you. There is an incident in Mahabharata. Krishna came to the house to Hastinapur. Duryodhan, he prepared 56 items in golden bowls. Chappan bhog in golden bowls. He was a king at that time. And he was so proud. He said, oh Krishna, he thought Krishna is going to come to eat in my house. And I have prepared all this. And when Krishna came, he said, I am not hungry. I don't want to come to your house. And you know what Krishna did? He went to Vidura's house. Vidura was a servant. So Krishna went to the servant's house, and at that time Vidura was not there. Only his wife was there, Vidurani. And Krishna came, and Vidurani was surprised. Oh, Krishna, just imagine if Krishna comes here, you don't know what to do. So then Krishna said, what are you so confused, Mataji? I'm really hungry, give me something. So she thought what to cook, what to give, and she saw some bananas. Then she took the bananas, and Krishna was so beautiful, she removed the bananas, she put the bananas in the dustbin, and she gave the skin to Krishna. She gave the skin to Krishna. But that was with so much love. Krishna ate the skins of all the bananas. She was giving the skin, Krishna was eating the skin. She was giving with Krishna with so much love, and Krishna was enjoying the love of her for him. And even he did not see that it was not bananas. Even she did not see that she was not giving the bananas. She was giving the skin of the bananas. Then Vidura came and he said, what is this? You are not giving the bananas to the Lord. And even Krishna said, oh, I am eating the skin. And Vidura said, oh, I am giving the skin. So this is how Krishna is bhavagrahi. He does not want riches from you. He wants your love. So even if you be very proud and you give so many things, Krishna doesn't even care for those things. He wants your love. With love you give anything, he will take. Even the skin of the bananas. Okay? Shripad Ramanujacharya ki. Yeah.